B'tachin for Life, Shir 604, Wednesday, Parshas Vayikra. We are explaining a very important concept that we discussed really in previous Shirim, that there is a fundamental difference between the past and the present and the future. And we have to get accustomed to how to approach every situation when we look at it through the past, through the present, and through the future. When it comes to the past and the present, we always accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Because if this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, it is obviously the best thing for me. And there is no other way to do it. And the truth is that Machsi helps out with such a feeling. Because when a person truly internalizes Machsi and feels like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of him, it becomes much easier to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. And that schus that a person accepts HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is also a source for Yeshuas. That is the way we approach the past and the present. Whether a person is experiencing a physical pain, Rachman al-Islan, a person doesn't have children, he feels very lonely, he should stop, close his eyes, and tell himself, the Rebbeinu Shalom loves me more than I love myself. The Rebbeinu Shalom has endless ways to save me from this problem. But still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping me currently in this problem. And obviously, this is the best thing for me. And therefore, I accept the current situation with love. I internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me. I internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants what's best for me. I understand that if it would be any other way, it would be destructive. And therefore, I do my best to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. But when it comes to the future, I always feel machsi. I always feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of me. And Bezer Hashem, He is going to send the solution. He is going to get me out of this problem. That is the way we should dissect every difficult situation. Whichever level we're on, whichever level we're discussing, whichever level we're feeling. And both approaches bring Yeshuas. Both approaches to the tzara could Be'ezah Hashem take a person out of the tzara. Because like we said many times, the Chavis Avavis writes that the point of Bitachon is Menuchas HaNefesh. We should be calm and secure in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we accept the situation, the current situation, calmly and securely. We understand that this is the only way it could be, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it out of love. And then we look at the future fearlessly, because we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of me. And Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will solve this problem, even if I don't know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will solve it. That is the level of Machsi, to feel sheltered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a child, even though I don't have the calculations how HaKadosh Baruch Hu could save me. And this two-pronged approach, number one, to accept the current situation, and number two, to feel sheltered, to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you in the future, that feeling of Menuchas HaNefesh in both areas will Be'ezah Hashem bring us Yeshuas.